Mac Holmes pre-game interview.
It's preliminary final night, a spot in the grand final on the line, and we are straight into it thanks to APCO. Scratch an instant win on now at APCO, over 70 grand in prizes in their Go for Goals. Scratch and win. Tom King in the host chair. Good evening, Ben Casanelia.
Yeah, King, it's fantastic. Sorry, you caught me on the hop there. You've just exploded through that intro, and I just got sort of a little bit of daydreaming going on there.
Wake up. Mark Neal, good evening to you for Wilson's Real Estate.
Kingy, evening. Evening, Cass. But we're in fast forward here, I think. I've picked it up.
Geelong Property done properly. And from The Age, a very good evening to Pete Ryan, our journalist this evening.
G'day, Kingy. Good to be here.
And it's a very good evening on the phone for Harmac Holmes, with a favourite of ours here at K-Rock Football. We haven't spoken to him for a while, but he's now firmly entrenched in the Demons camp, a two-time Cats Premiership player, but as player development manager and the man that runs around in the fluoro, whether it be pink or green, whatever colour they throw the runner, it is Shannon Byrne. Shag, thanks for joining us. Great to be talking to you. Firstly, just give us a sense of the sense of optimism and expectancy in the Melbourne camp as they look for their first grand final appearance in 21 years.
Hey, Kingy, Benny, Neildy, Pete. Some familiar faces on the call, so very happy to take this one tonight. So firstly, thanks for having me on. The boys have been, pretty relaxed. It's been a slow build-up, as you know. We've had 2 weeks and we've been in quarantine that whole time. So the quarantine officially finished at 12:30 today. The scrubs came off, all the workers in the hotel, and we're starting to feel a little bit normal and game day's here. So the boys are pretty pumped all about that.
That got reported today that you were out of the lockdown, and I suppose a sense of freedom that Geelong won't have until after tonight. Is there something to that where there's that sense of relief that, you know, yeah, that I suppose microscope on your life is no longer there?
Yeah, absolutely. It wasn't full, you know, complete lockdown hotel style, so we had our freedoms. There was a tennis court there, there was a pool, there wasn't really that much room to run around and play, but we were able to mix with each other and keep ourselves sane that way. But having said that, it's nice to know that we're free now, and it's a pretty big carrot to get the win tonight and to be able to enjoy those freedoms over the next couple of weeks if we can.
As I touched on, your player development manager, Shagger, can you take us through what that role involves, and I suppose how that role's probably taken on more meaning over the last 18 months with the way football's been played in this COVID time?
Yeah, well, the role certainly has expanded in the past 18 months or so, but it basically entails looking after the players, that everything off field. So if they get in trouble, you know, I'm the man. They come to me for their uni, their work, their networking, their families, basically everything that isn't on field and comes under my banner. But having said that, now that COVID sort of settled in, it's expanded a little bit, and obviously you'll see me running around in the pink out there tonight. And I'm also doing a bit of work with the small forwards, bit of craft work and skill development with those guys. So I'm really enjoying sort of the expanded role this year that I guess COVID's provided for me.
So we can blame you if Cozzy Pickett gets off the leash tonight?
Yeah, anything good he does, I'll claim everything. He's probably one of those players that you tell them less, because they do so much well on their own. You don't want to coach too much out of them, so. Cozzy's brilliance, I think, was instilled in him a long time ago. So, I'm hoping he can show a bit of that tonight.
Birdsy, it's Benny Cass. Thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. Always great to hear your dulcet tones, former Geelong Premiership players. Do the boys come for you for any Xbox sort of information? Because I know you probably did a fair bit of that in your day with James Kelly.
They don't really. They've played plenty of it in the past couple of weeks. They haven't really hit me up for that. But they have been about finals footy and that type of thing, which I try to keep it pretty simple with those kind of, I suppose, pieces of advice. I think they're on their own journey, and I'm just happy for them to take it as it comes.
Raph Clark just texted in too, and he wants his ankles back. But I just they're out there on the centre wing there in front of the old big stand out there at the MCG from 09. But do you ever get out in the middle like with a message and then you just can't remember what the hell you're supposed to say, so you just go with find a man?
I have got a couple up my sleeve that if I do go blank out there, I know.
What are they? Give us a scoop. What are the default messages when you've got no idea what you're supposed to say?
You've got to be hard at the contest, stick your tackles. These are the real standard sort of play. Communication, keep the communication levels high.
Do any of the players say you've actually forgotten what you're supposed to tell me?
There's a couple, and then there's a couple that I just admit that I have, and I just said, and I'll just say, look, can I just look like I'm saying something to you here, and you just go along with it. Yeah, so we've got an understanding. Sometimes they don't have a message for me, and I'll just go out there just to get on TV so my kids can see me. So I've said that a few times as well.
This is getting better by the minute. Have you gone back through your diary? You would have kept a diary, no doubt, of your time at Geelong, and I'm sure there's something you might be able to drop to Tommy Hawkins or Joel Selwood, something that happened more than a decade ago that might just sort of take their mental focus off the game.
I do have a couple up my sleeve. I'd rather keep them that way. A few things that I might say. You're not supposed to speak to your opponents, so I speak to my opponents through our players and just tell them maybe what they should say to them. So there are ways around it. It's nothing untoward. It's just something that'll get a bit of a smile out of them. They're pretty good about it. I haven't been reported yet from the opposition, but it's nice to be cheeky every now and then if you can. It's all a bit of gamesmanship, I like to think, anyway.
No doubt. So is that you actually aren't allowed to say anything to... Is that a rule, or is that just something that you actually aren't allowed to...
Yeah, it's in the bylaws. I've read up pretty hard on them because I was... obviously what happened in the 2018 grand final is pretty infamous, giving away a free kick. And that's basically all I get nervous about is giving away an important free kick in a game. So I read up pretty hard on what you can and can't do. It is in there that you're not supposed to speak directly to the opposition, but somehow they mustn't read their rules because they speak directly to me on a few occasions as well. So it goes both ways. But as long as it doesn't go too far, I don't mind it.
I was just about to say, I'm pretty sure Tommy Hawkins will have some sort of quip at you as you run past.
Yeah, no, he'll have plenty to say. He's already been into me. I've seen Matty Scarlett and a few of the boys here out in the ground today, and they've all had a few cheeky barbs across the oval. So, I'd imagine it will continue throughout the game, no doubt.
For Harmac Holmes, speaking with Melbourne Player Development Manager and Premiership Cat, Shannon Burns. Here's his former coach, Mark Neild, on K-Rock Footy.
G'day, Shannon. Mate, well done so far this year. Your club's been awesome. And a little bit of luck for tonight, but not too much, because we are on the Geelong station, mate. Hey, No worries. But now, speaking about people being nervous and high on anxiety, is Melbourne's esteemed media manager, Matty Goodrope, within earshot, or is he close to you just with his little beady eyes?
He's pacing up and down the boundary line at the moment, but he's cat on a tin roof at the moment.
That's absolutely fantastic. Shag, really like you to do is now, when he's in earshot, give us something special, right? So what we want to know is how you're going to beat Geelong. And don't, mate, this is not we don't want the communication, stick your tackles, head over the ball stuff. Where do you reckon you can actually get them?
You want the game plan, do you?
Not all of it. Just a little bit. Just a tiny bit.
Yeah, look, no, I think the centre bounce, the middle, like it's the obvious thing to say, but if you... the footy in your half for the majority of the day, I reckon you're putting yourself in a pretty good space to win the game. So I think what goes on in the middle is going to be a huge difference in the game. And then I think contest footy is king in finals. It's proven that over many years, and it'll be who wins that, who comes in the positive. I think in the vital contest throughout the game, it's always stood strong in finals footy. And I think if we can get we'll win that battle across the day. I think those two key areas, pretty boring and straightforward. I guess that's what finals footy is all about. So I reckon that might be where it gets won.
No, that's good, mate. No, we'll pass that answer. That's terrific. Thank you. Hey, listen, three weeks ago, that game you had down here, that was one of the all-time great games. Most of what has been talked about was the second half, when you guys got on an absolute roll and you came from 45 points or thereabouts behind and won. I'm sure, yep, though, internally, you would have had a bit of a look at what happened in the first half. And have you got the learnings that would have come out of that with regards to momentum? And clearly momentum in footy, you know, works both ways. At some stages tonight, you're going to have it, and at some stages, mm-hmm, the Cats are going to have it. That night, yep, neither one of you could actually stop the other one scoring. Have you had a little bit of a look at what happened in the first half? And if you did, what did you learn?
Yeah, there was a fair bit to do out of the centre bounce. So they basically walked it out of there for about a 10-minute period there, which certainly was something that made it a bit tough on our backs throughout that period of that quarter. And it was a little bit of the way that we were defending at the time as well. We were just sitting on our heels a bit and not really going at them, letting them control the footy, which obviously if you let any team do that, they're going to pick you apart. So it was more just sort of putting a bit more pressure on them when they've actually got the footy and making them make a decision rather than just letting them chip it around. So I think those two things were, a couple of key things that we took out of that second quarter. But having said that, like, they do a lot of good things well, and I'm sure they took a lot of things out of that second half as well. So I don't think it's going to play out exactly as it did 3 weeks ago. I think both teams will attack it a little bit differently. No doubt it's going to be a pretty good contest, and both teams are, like you say, capable of getting on a run at any given stage.
Oh, mate, it promises to be a ripper. Now, Matty Goodrap's getting me back. He's sending text messages saying we've got to wind this up. Before I throw you to Pete Ryan, you tell Matty Goodrap I haven't forgotten. He still owes me $20. Yours, Pete.
Shay, good luck tonight. We will let you go, but just a quick one. Joel Smith obviously injured and your role is player welfare. How do you talk through a player in that situation? And also, Nathan Jones, obviously one that everyone back here is watching how he's going.
Yeah, no, it's a big part of my role. There's probably, like, the two that you mentioned are obviously key ones for very different reasons that they're not in the team tonight. But you've probably always got a handful, maybe even 10 players, especially when it comes to this time of year, because the best teams tend to have a lot of players that would be playing in any other side. They're just missing out for no real great reason. And I guess it's just more sharing your own experiences. I've certainly lived it myself in 08. I didn't missed out in the final series then and in 2011 as well, and I've also been a part of it. So it's just sort of, you know, talking to them about the way that they handle it now. They just to be positive, because it might not be their time this year, but it could very well be next year or the year after that. And the way they handle themselves now is going to go a long way to, you know, it's just, I guess, showing what sort of character that they have.
Shagger, always a pleasure to talk with you. As Neilty said, we wish you a modicum of luck tonight. Not too much, because obviously we want the Cats into a grand final, but we'd love to see you involved in another grand final team, albeit wearing the fluoro pink on grand final day. Good luck, and we really appreciate you taking the time to join us tonight.
Good on you, boys. Been great to be back on the K-Rock airwaves.
And give Raph Clark's ankles back.
All right. I'll go looking for him. Thanks, boys.
See you, Shagger. Shannon Burns joining us there for Harmac Homes. Now, Harmac Homes are passionate about understanding your new home dreams and dedicated to exceeding expectations every single day. Your dream, our commitment. It's the Harmac way.
The Harmac Homes pre-game interview.